Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Outkick the coverage live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, my God. Outkick the coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. Coming up just a couple of moments from now, we are going to do a deep dive into getting hit in the nuts if you play quarterback in the NFL. We're going to get to that coming up here again shortly on Fox Sports Radio. It is Outkick the Coverage here. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us on the iHeartRadio app. And wherever you are making us a part of your Wednesday morning, we appreciate you doing so on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. And we're going to take you all the way up till the end of the hour here on FSR. Now, we should say this. That I have gotten a note, an email, based on just some of the reviews of LeVar Arrington's performance on the show today. And I've gotten word that if LeVar can't keep it together in this segment, if he can't keep it professional, and if he can't do an adult version of Sports Talk Radio, that we're going to ask you to sit out for a couple segments. You'll be thrown in the proverbial penalty box here on Fox Sports Radio.
That's how you're going to set it up?
I'm just saying. Saying, like,
how
this is
set this thing up.
That's how we're setting it up, man.
Yeah.
It's a dicey world we live in. Man,
we're serious about this, LeVar.
LeVar,
we need you.
They're trying to hold you down.
Brady, you got it's real. It gets real out here, Brady.
Don't take them.
You know what I mean? We got to be safe out here.
Bundle up, man. You got to stay warm,
bro. We got to keep it warm, brother.
Yeah,
we got to stay warm, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's so real in the field, my brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tell me about it, man.
Got to be careful, man.
You definitely got
to be careful.
You do have to be careful. That's the thing.
Right. That's right.
Well, Brady and I do. You're good. Brady and I have got to be careful.
So y'all going to put me on the bench and y'all going to be good.
I'm just saying, we need you to be professional. We don't make the rules here, but,
Hype down, man.
Yeah,
hype man
just,
down.
If you can't be professional and mature about this this segment here on
Well,
Fox
how about
Sports
I
Radio.
Just leave before I get sat down?
Well,
how about that?
No, listen.
How about that? How about I'll just go sit myself on?
because I have faith.
That?
I have faith that we can do a mature sports talk radio segment here, and I think that it's an important conversation to have. And I think any guy listening right now, and especially those of you that are waking up on the West Coast right now that are tuning in on the Blowtorch AM 570 LA Sports, I think you can also relate to this as well too, because every guy out there and honk the horn or laugh or you know, do whatever you need to do to signify that you have heard this and you do hear this now, we've all been hitting the balls. All right, it's happened. We've all been hitting the balls. We know what a crushing feeling that is. We know that you need a moment. Sometimes you need a you know, a few moments. Everybody knows what it's like to be hitting the groin. Apparently that happened in the NFL this past weekend. Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show, and he talked about one of his interceptions and the cause for one of those picks in that game.
That one was entirely due to the double nut shot I took. I'm going to go back and watch it. But I stepped up in the pocket. I was going to throw across my body to Devontae. He was on a shallow cross. And, you know, it's a ball I've thrown in practice before. I didn't feel bad about that throw. And right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline that, you know, A.J. Hawk or Brady Papanga clothesline. And somebody on the right, you know, with a right kind of cross, double nut shot that, you know, I guess I got to overcome that and throw a better ball. That was a painful one. I do. They got their money's worth on that one.
So Brady Quinn, here we go, and again, LeVar, like you're like, well, this is like we need you to, you know, be professional here, or else we're gonna ask you to sit out.
Here's what I know, because he's making a pretty big claim, right? Like, and I mean, I don't know how this hits you, LeVar, as a teammate of his, but if someone was like, "Hey, man, sorry, I messed up, I got hit in the junk," are you not kind of like, "Oh, okay, dude, sure," like, because it's a legitimate excuse, right? It is the most legit excuse there is when something bad happens. But wouldn't you be thinking, like, all right, I need to go back and watch the tape of this to see if this actually happened, right?
I honestly, being candid and true to it, I would go back to laugh at it if this truly happened.
Okay.
I would
okay.
only go back to watch it if it were to go back and watch it to laugh. Like, I was the one that would pull up the game film in the meeting room, and before we start meeting, I'm the one that has something funny to lighten up the room or whatever it may be, and I would have had that thing queued up, and I would have been hitting reverse on it. Like, you know how you got the super slow, super fast?
Yeah.
So you could go super fast backwards, super fast forward, back forward, back forward.
Yep.
I would have been back forward in that thing till we were crying laughing.
I'm glad you brought that up because I did do just that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went into a deep dive, way more research.
Wow.
That is actually needed for this particular situation. But I did it for the sake of our show.
Go ahead. Okay. It's so inaccurate.
So if you go to the third quarter, there's 9 minutes, 41 seconds left. The Packers are driving. As Aaron talked about, he's sitting back in shotgun. As he drops back, Devontae Adams is indeed coming across the field on a shallow cross. Now, there is high pressure coming from Aaron's right, if you're looking at the end zone copy, from the left,
right,
which causes or forces Aaron to step up, and he begins to start to throw. But then, as he steps up, you see big number 70, and his name's Christian Ringo from Louisiana, okay? He comes in with an absolute left, almost a left hook clothesline to the nuts of Aaron Rodgers. And you could literally see, as I slowed this down just to ensure, the entire fist, wrist,
and movement
gets
of the
right
pants
there. And then you can see in Aaron Rodgers' face and body the pain. It just travels up from the groin up through his upper body, causing his arm to almost yank the ball downwards, which caused it to be low and behind Devontae Adams, which was picked off by Paulson Adebo. And an even further dive into the aftermath of this particular play, as Rodgers gets struck to the groin and then falls to the ground, he lays back, he pulls his knees up, and he starts to pull one knee at a time into his chest.
And you know,
gentlemen,
why that is.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
And it's because he feels like his testes have now traveled to his stomach.
Yeah.
To his stomach.
Yeah.
And then they zoom in on his face. and he says a word that I probably can't say on radio.
What was it?
And winces in pain. Mm. And you can immediately tell at that point in time, I just got hit in the nuts, and I threw an interception.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is
an
how it's
NFL
done. You know
player.
What?
Well done.
Come on,
it
that
doesn't
is how
get
it's
much
done.
Worse
well
than that.
Done,
yeah.
Brady.
Yeah.
Well, well done.
How about that?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Well done.
By the way, I did a little more background research into Christian Ringo. Not the first time, all right? He's been a little bit of a journeyman in the NFL. Came from Louisiana.
Journeys to the out, pants, huh?
Ironically, there's even a conspiracy theory to this, okay? Do you guys want to know where Christian Ringo started
Turn
his career?
Turn the music back on.
Where did he start his career? Yeah, come
Here
on. Let's get into this.
Do you want to know where he started
Hold
his
on.
Career in the NFL?
Where did he start his
started?
Career?
The Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
Oh, that's right, fellas. It was a malicious nut shot.
Okay.
It was malicious.
And
it was a tease. He was tired of being on the practice squad. He was tired of being on scout team and watching Aaron Rodgers dice him up during his time with the Green Bay Packers.
Dang.
It was a malicious shot by Christian Ringo, who never forgot when he first went to Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers just diced him up every day
Dang.
When he was playing scout team defense.
And then Ringo
There's even
came
more
back.
To this story,
and then
fellas.
He came back and he diced
he did.
Aaron Rodgers up.
He did.
Like the
he
Ringo that he is.
Yeah, and now any relation to Johnny Ringo
yeah.
from Tombstone?
Yeah,
any
I'll be your Huckleberry.
I'm just
there
asking the question.
You had to get interrupted.
No, I'm just asking the question. Now, LeVar, if you were on scout team having to deal with this guy and you know you couldn't hit him because he had the red jersey on,
yeah.
if you got an opportunity, you're going ball.
Yeah,
balls
to the wall.
Yeah, you get. I mean,
oh, wait.
Why is it got to.
Oh,
I mean, LeVar, we're trying to have a professional segment here.
I mean, LeVar, I appreciate the energy.
Cut the music.
A little much.
Cut the music.
LeVar, you had to go there?
I'm sorry. I'm out of here, man.
All right.
I'm out. Goodbye.
Two segments.
I'm going to go. Take
right.
a break.
Two
you
seconds.
Put him in the penalty box?
Yeah.
Is he the,
yeah.
he's in the
You're
penalty
30
box?
Minutes. Yeah. 30 minutes.
Man,
all right. 30 minutes.
You know what?
30
you
minutes
You
is
take
fair.
A timeout. Forget you
For
guys.
The first time offense, 30 minutes.
You know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, just, 30 minutes. Yeah, and then think about things. Because we're trying to do a professional show here, yeah. Brady Quinn and I. The fact that this is going to go the way, yeah. Yeah, and I tell you what. And you, yes, okay. You can, and now you're going to do that. Now
yeah.
you're going to do that.
Why
All
is he
right,
wearing
you know,
a dress shirt?
I don't know, but this is just stunning. I mean, he's not even dressed for the occasion.
Well, he wants to look formal for the
I
penalty
mean,
box.
Well, yeah. This is just disgusting. We're trying to have an adult conversation here about a guy getting hit in the balls, and LeVar's got to take it that far towards the end. I thought we were going to stick the landing there, Brady, and then he's going to steer us in that direction. Unbelievable.
Well, maybe
I'm
he
offended.
Got hit in the nuts. You know, hard to stick the landing when that happens.
Listen, I'm the only one in studio with him. I can assure you he didn't get hit in the nuts. I was too busy celebrating your breakdown of Aaron Rodgers getting hit in the downstairs bathroom. That's your work as a broadcaster, by the way.
Thank
Forget
you.
Big
I mean,
kickoff.
Look, I'll put it this way. I took a very long deep dive into it. It probably took me about 30 minutes of research. I mean, I'm talking extreme film breakdown. Extreme film breakdown and then sorting through. I think I did a background check at one point on Christian Ringo just to see if he had anything else going on in his life, just to be able to figure out all what could have caused this malicious attack by Christian Ringo on the groin of Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, by the way, you said that you had done a legitimate deep dive. I thought you were teasing and being sarcastic. You
no.
really did do a
yeah,
deep dive.
I was being honest with you. I really did look at this player's
right.
background, and that's where I found when he first got to Green Bay. That was where things probably started to go downhill is when he got released. You know, maybe he wasn't necessarily all a fan of Aaron Rodgers at that point in time.
You know,
maybe he's been frustrated with the success after Ringo left. The Packers have kind of found themselves the past couple of seasons, and maybe he was taking a shot at him. Like, hey, man, oh, you know, why was this the case when I was there?
Yeah, I just I'm just really, really disappointed in LeVar. Like, I thought you and I handled that with class and grace, and then for him to just, you know, take us over the edge there towards the end, really disappointed. So we're going to give him a half hour to think about things. In fact, you know what? I don't think that's enough. He needs a demotion is what he needs. I'm going to make him do TV. Well, Brady, let's make him do TV. I want LeVar Arrington to show up on Fox Sports 1 right now. He needs a demotion from a morning radio.
That doesn't
radio
sound
here.
Like a demotion, though.
Well, listen, I mean, it is when you can't get hired. Let me tell you something. So, you know, I think that needs to be what's happening here.
Sound
so
like Schefter trying to walk back that
just
earlier
don't,
story.
Just don't be surprised, you know, if LeVar Arrington to pay for his sin wins here at Fox Sports Radio, we make him go to first FS1.
That is the penalty box for it. Like, yeah, he's got to go there and not be with us. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got a pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio.
Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington with you here on FSR. Well, you know, not LeVar. He's got to think about some things, you know, his performance. Coming up in about 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, we are going to have the scraps. And in the scraps, if you are interested in buying an NFL team, we have got just the info for you. So that'll be coming up here in about 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. Brady Quinn, there's people within the Denver Bronco media market that are not happy. They are upset. They are bothered by a move that was made in the NFL. And those people are upset because the Jacksonville Jaguars have elected to not make Urban Meyer available to media, the Denver Bronco media there. So the Broncos and Jags play this weekend. And so the Denver media is bothered because, you know, they got some questions for Urban Meyer. And the feeling from some people out there is that the reason why the Jags and Urban Meyer are not making him available to the media in Denver is because he's going to be asked about this USC head coaching job. Because I don't know if you know this or not, the Hindenburg, better known as USC, decided to show itself this week and fire their head coach Clay Helton after two games. Two games was enough for them, and Clay Helton's got to go. And so now, the continued rumors are out there, and all the people with the bad takes are saying Urban Meyer is going to ditch Jacksonville and he's going to want that USC job. So that is part of the reason why the media has been denied access to Urban Meyer this week in Denver.
Yeah, look, I've said this before, and I, you know, at least it was what I was told. He could have had it if he wanted it a year ago. Now, at least that was what I was told. I do know there were some roadblocks. The president there, I think, was a bit concerned as far as how he left the Ohio State University. But it probably looks different now if an NFL team decided to hire him, and then it probably makes it a little bit more easy to say, well, if they hired him, we can hire him. So if you're USC, do you want to potentially go ask him? I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask. They've lost their first game, and who knows if there's any truth to the rumors that maybe he you know, isn't feeling the NFL right now or liking how it is. Now, I have a hard time believing that and any of that stuff. I just think that's banter, that stuff people throw out there. Mike Lombardi was quoted as saying, hey, heard from someone in the NFL. Hey, maybe he's not, you know, he'd want to leave after this year and go back to college in USC. There's a couple of things about that don't make any sense. For starters, like, so you're just going to give it a year? I mean, you've got Trevor Lawrence as your quarterback. You still have a bunch of draft picks and salary cap space to spend. And you're just going to give it a year? I mean, we're one game into it, too. And we're acting like, you know, they're not going to improve by the end of the season. Like, it's only going to go downhill from here. So I don't know that I believe he would be willing to – I mean, I don't know how you look at this, but as great as Nick Saban's legacy is, you know what people always say at the NFL level?
Yeah.
Yeah, but. Yeah, he's been great at Alabama. He won one LSU. Yeah, but. Remember those 2 years in Miami? I mean, that would carry on with Urban, even if he went back to USC and was successful. It would carry on with the narrative of, well, he won three national championships. He was one of the greatest college football coaches ever. And then he won more when he got to USC and did it with, you know, in three different conferences, which is hard in and of itself. But they'd say, but yeah, but remember when he went to 1 year and then just bounced? He didn't want to do it? Like, they factor that into their thought process in all this.
And also, let's not pretend like there, you know, the cupboard was full when Urban Meyer got to Jacksonville and it was just a turnkey operation and hey, everything. The team, they've clearly identified we're moving in a different direction. When Jimmy Johnson got to Dallas, they were 1-15 his first year, and Troy Aikman was a rookie. They were terrible. They were terrible. But he didn't bail after that and say, well, I'm going to go back to college because I won, you know, national titles at Miami, and I'm going to go back and try and do what I'm comfortable with. If anything, I would think he'd be more motivated now.
Yeah.
To prove people wrong, then want to bail after a game, one game, and he's going to leave?
Or even one season, right? Like, even one season, I think you would hope that he would be more motivated. I mean, I think you look at, you know, a case like Cliff Kingsbury, who didn't have Urban Meyer success at the college level. And you see how, like, at least Arizona so far, they've gotten better every season, and they look to be on the right track so far one game into it, right?
Yeah.
And so are you really going to – I mean, if he can do it, can't you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Matt Rhule. They already look like they're in a better position than where they were a year ago. And I think he's, you know, going to be a guy that helps make that team, brings them back to be more competitive. And he didn't have as much success as Urban did at the college level. So I just think this whole narrative about, well, you know, you can't do it at the NFL level. Maybe he doesn't like it. No. College football now is closer to the NFL more so than ever before. I mean, literally more so than ever before with how you go about managing those rosters, because you do have kids who can enter the transfer portal. And so you've got a scouting department who's looking at current kids in college football, whether they're grad transfers, JUCOs, or just kids who are unhappy. You know, the recruiting almost never stops because they can transfer now and not be penalized for that to your school. They get one free shot at doing that. And so you can supplement your roster like you can in free agency with bringing in guys from the transfer portal. And very similar to, well, you know, you can only sign a guy for so much, right, because of the salary cap. Well, you only have so many scholarships. So that's kind of like, in essence, your salary cap, if you will, of how many transfers you can bring in and how many new signees from high school you're going to sign to that class. So it's very similar as far as the roster management, how you're going about scouting these players, bringing these players in from high school to college, much like the college to the NFL. I think how you go about building it, too. I mean, these are, you know, I don't know how you'd value a college, you know, football team. But, I mean, they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Maybe in some case a billion. Maybe they're close to an NFL franchise if it's Alabama, if it's Texas, if it's Ohio State. Maybe they're worth that. I don't know. But the point is, I think that there's a misconception that college and NFL are so far apart, and they're really not. They're not now, especially with NIL and how that's changed the game as well.
Here's the part that's so funny about this, and this is why I do believe what you had heard, that, you know, if Urban Meyer really wanted the USC job last year, he could have gotten it. If you needed any more evidence that USC was already thinking about making a head coaching move, they fired their coach after two games. So yeah. The idea that this offseason they didn't at least kick the tires on some other possibilities that were out there is crazy. Of course they did. And I absolutely 100% believe they probably reached out to Urban Meyer, and he probably declined. He said, no, listen, there's issues there, whatever it is up top, whatever the reasons are, there's clearly issues there. And he wanted to give this an opportunity. So the people out there that are saying, well, now he's really regretting his decision to go into Jacksonville because he could have the USC job. Had Urban Meyer told USC a year ago, hey, you know, if you guys make a move, I'm in, they would have made the move then. Like, if they fired their coach after two games, they would have made the move right then and there. He's got that much power. He's got that much influence, and he's that respected in college football. I don't know where people come up with this crap. I really don't.
I don't either. And I think the funny thing about it is, because who are you hearing that stuff from? You're hearing it from people who are like NFL people, like Mike Lombardi, former general manager. He's the one that put out there, hey, I got a text from someone within the NFL. One, that's incredibly vague. But two, what I find hilarious about it is, and I've said this to you for a while now, the people who feel most fearful about college coaches coming to the NFL level are current coaches at the NFL level. Because what happens when those guys come to the NFL level? They're going to hire some, you know, NFL coaches who are currently there, coordinators, et cetera, position coaches. But they're going to bring a lot of people with them.
Yeah,
they're going to bring a lot of coaches with them. And they're going to bring a lot of, you know, front office staff with them, right? Their director of football ops, maybe. Or maybe someone else they're going to try to put in a position that's going to be, you know, a scout or in charge of their college scouting department. They're taking jobs away from people who are already at the NFL level who recycle a lot of those jobs. And so... Yeah, I think if you're someone at the NFL level, much like I said this about the media, why does the media not like Urban Meyer? They don't like him because they don't know him. If they knew him, they'd like him, but they don't have that inside track to him, that inside scoop to him. And so they're fearful of that because they don't get the scoop. They don't get, you know, the little leaks here or there or the real story going on behind the scenes. And so because they don't get that and because they're blocked off from that, then it just turns into, well, I'm going to bash them then. Because that's how immature and that's how emotional a lot of the people are in the media. And then you look at front office executives or other coaches, like, they don't want him to succeed, because then if Urban can do it, guess what? Every other hot coaching candidate in college football becomes an NFL candidate.
It's so true.
And so it takes jobs away from them. And so who stands to benefit the most? if Urban Meyer did decide to leave and go to USC? Well, probably someone like Mike Lombardi, right? Because now maybe you've got a new general manager, or you've got a new position opening, or you've got a head coach that might want to bring him in to consult or do something. So what's hilarious to me is the people who are talking about it the most are the people at that level who would love to see him leave, because it's a great situation to go to. You've got Trevor Lawrence. You still have a bunch of draft picks. You've got salary cap space. You've got an organization that has signed up to improve their facilities. Like, you've got an owner who's been patient with his head coaches.
Yes.
So if that's the case, it's a great situation. So why not throw out there, yeah, he's frustrated there. He wants to go back to college. Oh, I keep my fingers crossed that someone calls me to get in position to be the head coach there, or get in position to be somewhere in the front office, because it's a great situation. So that's what I find hilarious about it, is the hypocrisy of the people who are saying, you know, oh, he doesn't like it, or he's going to move. How do you know? You don't know. Like, they're literally speculating only because it would feed their best interests.
Let's start making stuff up. What do you say?
Everyone's doing that right now.
Let me tell you something.
Go look at the USC coaching search and how many names just get thrown in there. Just to get thrown in there to get more money from their current team, or because they think that maybe they'd be interested in it.
All right, so I'm going to make up a coaching candidate for the USC job coming up next. All right, that's what I'm going to do. I don't want you involved in this. You've got a TV career to think about, and you're actually respected. I'm an a-hole who does weekend overnight radio. Let me go ahead and handle this. Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, we do have LeVar Arrington. There are rumblings that he's been spotted on Fox Sports One. Some rumblings. I didn't know he was going to take his grounding like that. I didn't know he was going to take his suspension like that. I mean, his penalty. Just now he's going to TV. Like, he really, Jesus, he upgraded, I guess.
Maybe. Well, is it upgrade, or are we going to say TV is the penalty?
I don't know. You can't. That's the problem. All right. So here's what I'm hearing about the USC job. All right.
This is going to be great.
I'm hearing two things. Number one, it's not going to be Clay Helton. All right, so I am hearing that. And now this is that I've trusted sources. I've also
trusted
heard
sources have told you that.
Well, yeah. People around town. I've also heard that there are some rumblings that it will be a two-man head coaching job at USC. that Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush will be the next head coaches for USC. And
where do you get that from?
The only way you can find out as to whether or not they actually took the job is by tuning into Big Noon Kickoff this Saturday.
Oh, what a promo.
How about that?
What a promo.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yes.
And here's why, because you can tune in on TV, or you can listen to it right here at Fox Sports.
Damn
Radio.
Right.
It's simulcast.
It is simulcast.
Right.
Yeah. Simulcasting, son of a. All right. It is Outkick the Coverage here, Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, TV star all of a sudden.
There's a spotlight right on LeVar's forehead.
Yeah, I know. Not the greatest lighting in the world. not the most professional lighting at the Fox Sports Radio studios. But right now, it is time for something we do on the show called this.
You moron. How could you not get to these stories? You moron. These are the scraps.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Danny G, to find out what the hell we've missed so far. D?
All right, fellas. According to a report yesterday from Front Office Sports, the NFL expects the Denver Broncos to be on the market next year with an asking price of $4 billion. Two of the biggest.
That's it?
That's it?
More.
Yeah,
yeah,
well.
I thought it'd be more.
Well, look at the names involved, especially with Jeff Bezos here. He's one of the names that's been floating around. And also Jay-Z, hip-hop's first billionaire. You're right, Brady. Once the bidding starts, it could go past $4 billion. However, there are some reports that Jay-Z isn't in the running at all because he doesn't have enough billions to get into the running. The last time an NFL franchise was up for sale was, of course, in 2018 when David Tepper bought the Panthers for, what was it, $2.3 billion.
Right. $4 billion for what franchise do you think would go for the least?
Probably Cincinnati or Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
one of the older stadiums.
Yeah, smaller stadiums, or they need to be redone. I mean, you really have to look at this from a business standpoint, right? Because that's how you're going to value these franchises. And I think the other thing is, if you had Peyton there, if you had, like, if this team was selling back then, it would be worth even more because you're anticipating that revenue generating so much more because you're probably getting home playoff games. You know, you're going to get more exposure, more primetime spots, so you could probably sell more for the local media market and local advertising. So it's funny how – and obviously Teddy Bridgewater's done a great job there. But if they were able to get – let's just say this team sells. And let's say they were able to get Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Rodgers signs there or would get traded there, I guess, in this case – that would increase the value. To what degree, I don't know. But I promise you, that would make that franchise, at least in the short term, look that much more valuable. It's no different when the Cleveland Cavs had LeBron and when they didn't. Ask Dan Gilbert what the value of that franchise was when he was on the roster versus not. So that's the interesting thing, too, about what could happen after this season with this team with the quarterback position.
I'm so tired of the Denver Broncos lucking out at quarterback. I'm fed up with it. I'm tired of it. There are people listening to this right now on Fox Sports Radio who have got teams who have had nothing but bad luck at the quarterback position. Think about this if you're the Denver Broncos. All right, so you get John Elway. You didn't even draft him. The only reason you got him is because he didn't want to play in Baltimore, and it was either that or play for the Yankees. Then you make a move, and you get Peyton Manning after he undergoes some neck surgery, and you end up winning another Super Bowl. And then after all of this, if you end up with Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to hear a single thing, another complaint in the history of the NFL from the Denver Broncos. You've done nothing but luck out at quarterback your entire time. Fed up with it, Brady. Tired of it.
I love Denver. What a place to go to.
It is. It is a great place. Yeah. You know, little.
Love Denver.
Yeah. Lot to do out there, you know?
All right. And yeah. Finally here, it wasn't that long ago that we heard people on TV and radio screaming that the NFL ratings were in huge trouble because of the national anthem controversy. Well, the NFL's kickoff weekend ended up having the second highest TV ratings for week one over the past 5 years. The 16 games averaged 17.4 million viewers on TV and digital properties, a 7% increase over last season. NFL games ranked as the top six broadcasts for the past week. Nearly 23.2 billion minutes were viewed, making it the largest week one minutes total since 2016. And wow. Nielsen is reporting that Monday night's overtime thriller between the Raiders and Ravens averaged 15.5 million on ESPN. It was the most watched Monday Night Football week one game since 2013. That included 800,000 for the Manning's megacast.
I mean, here's the part that really confuses me. There, like, if you just like have to run to the store real quick to get something, or it's on a Sunday and you realize, oh, I'm out of beer, or I forgot to get burgers to grill, or you know, something to make nachos with. You're going to see people in the supermarket and driving around that have no interest in watching football on a Sunday. And I just want you to know, and I'm not here to call names on the air. Those people are losers, okay? They are losers. And you have every right to walk up to them and say, oh, you're not watching games today? You're a loser. Seriously, like, how can – I was watching the games on Sunday thinking to myself, how does anybody live in a world where this isn't part of their every Sunday routine during the fall and into the winter? Like, it was awesome. How are you watching that overtime game on Monday night and thinking, nah, I'd rather watch something else? I don't get it. How do you live in a world without the NFL?
Or how do you schedule a wedding on week one of the NFL season? Yeah,
whoa.
I saw someone on my Facebook page showing pictures from their wedding that happened on Sunday. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, listen, and it's
I'm not
Sunday.
Attending, sorry.
Yeah,
I'll send you a gift.
Look, I've missed so many weddings because they were in the fall. And people think like, oh man, that's disrespectful. I thought we were friends. No, you don't understand. This is our job.
Really, it's our job. Yeah, you got to be on your couch watching these games. You can't be going to weddings. Hey, here's the only explanation for that particular person who's getting married, Danny. He's just a college football fan. He didn't want to have it on a Saturday, so they have it on a Sunday.
That's
so clearly, they must be more of a college football fan than NFL.
Ooh.
That's the only explanation.
Could have had it on a Friday.
You could have, but there's still some football on Friday.
How about you just avoid this time of the year altogether?
Exactly.
You got to kick it to the spring. Say, hey, babe, Sorry.
Exactly.
I've got football season. Let's just do this in the spring.
Just do what
I
do.
Married on a Friday.
Just do what I do. Get married in a pandemic, and then that way you have an excuse why only 12 people can go. Yeah, that's how it works. All right, it is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. It's great seeing you there, though, Brady. It's great. Greater you make.
I thought you had a cardboard cutout. Yeah. Is that what we did during COVID? Yeah. We put them up everywhere?
Yeah, I got your cardboard cutout right here, pal. All right, coming up next, though, we are going to get inside information as to one of the great mysteries in recent Fox Sports Radio history. You do not want to miss this. It's yours next here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com. .com/sports TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm kicking the coverage here, Fox Sports Radio.
All right, we gave you some time to think about things, Lamar.
Your singing sounded better from the other studio.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It is.
Was that hate from left field?
Coverage here on FSR. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn with you here.
Yeah.
LeVar Arrington is back. He is back, folks.
I'm out of the penalty box. Yeah put me in the game, coach.
But I saw you on TV. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
Was that part
of the punishment, LeVar?
Yeah, I guess so, man. I guess I had to go be professional in the penalty box of FS1.
You look great, though.
Well, thank you.
You look great.
Did you guys see the lights go out while I was doing in the middle of the segment?
I saw the bus.
Setup.
Like, man, y'all saw the buses. Y'all saw the traffic behind me.
Yeah, listen to that. Sepulveda Boulevard gets busy.
That was not a virtual background. That is really L.A.
Saw the homeless guy,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, Sherman Oaks.
Oh, man, let me tell you something.
y'all saw the homeless guy? The guy that needed some shelter?
You know how many times I've been doing shows here, and it'll be in the middle of the night, and either somebody's getting a DUI or somebody's just bombed, or there's a homeless guy yelling at people on the street. All the time. So,
I would have enjoyed that being behind me in my backdrop because, I mean, you like real and you like organic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's real.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's on the other side of the glass.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, why not?
I'm safe.
I just feel like there's some unpredictability that can happen behind the glass.
Yeah, you're
with
right.
With a live shot.
You know what?
I mean, a live shot.
Yeah, it's a live shot. Like, let's take a chance.
You know, next time you do that, We got to send somebody out there.
Yeah,
in the
just to do it. You're going to do it.
Why not?
Just because.
Take somebody out there.
Danny
in the
G. They're going to be like, who is that guy?
Yeah, like somebody
right there.
Out there.
Looks like Ron Jeremy.
Is somebody? Somebody.
I owed you that one. I got you. I hate out of left field.
Yeah.
I do fight back, Danny G. Just so you know.
I mean, some people would say that's a compliment from the waist down.
Well, that's fair enough. I don't know him from the waist down.
I've
never seen him in a film.
Based on some recent news on Ron Jeremy, probably not the nicest thing to say in the world.
Too soon?
Maybe Ron Jeremy 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, he's got some bigger issues he's got to figure out, Ron Jeremy.
I get that, but all right, that's fair.
But listen, job well done by LeVar, Mr. TV star. Mr. Big Time TV.
You
got Brady Quinn.
What did I miss from you guys while I was out?
Nothing really. Yeah, we were talking about all-time great Penn State players.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, shouts out to my man Brandon Short. Not to kind of like rain on the parade here, but he had a tragic family situation take place, a senseless act of violence. He lost his oldest daughter in Pittsburgh. So thoughts and prayers out to you, bro. You know, we all love you. I love you, man. And hope it all works out. And listen to you guys, if you're listening to us in Pittsburgh, I really do hope we find the guy who did it, the person who did it. I really do. So since you brought that up, Brandon Short being one of the greatest players to ever play for Penn State, that was my linebacker, middle backer, obviously drafted to the New York Giants. We finished our career together in the New York Giants. organization. So he had a good stint in Carolina. But, yeah, so anyways, you made me think about him. So.
No, that's definitely. And I know we do have the speaking of the Giants, we got the LeVar Arrington Bowl coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, we had the Brady Quinn Bowl, the Browns and Chiefs in week one. We got LeVar Arrington's Bowl.
How about that? The irony, right?
Washington
or the coincidence.
And the Giants. Yeah. Now all we
need.
Who are
you rooting for, LeVar?
You know, I don't root in those games.
Okay.
My love and my loyalty is always going to be with the Washington fan base. I love them. But the organization was amazing in New York. And the only team that I'll root against either one of them with is a team I never even played for, in the Steelers.
Yeah.
I always root for the Steelers.
So even the Steelers, more so than the Steelers.
That's how hard he's trying to do it.
What's so funny? I you don't think I can
say it one more time.
Steelers. Like that's what they say, the Steelers. That's how they say it.
You're trying to sound like a guy at the bar who's like six,
listen,
six beers deep.
Look, a couple of Iron City
adding
lights.
Adding like a slur to it.
Couple of Iron right. City lights and a Permani sandwich. And,
Icy light.
Okay. And a Permani sandwich. Nothing wrong with that.
Nice.
So we will be getting into all of that. We've also got the whiteout this weekend.
Yeah,
my God,
that's
going to
be
fun. And Brady, are you a Norman this weekend?
Racist.
Is that, how's that racist?
Whiteout.
Whiteout is not racist, bro.
Racist.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
Roberto's racist.
It's racist that you hit racist. Yeah. Racist yourself on that one.
Racist. Yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Yeah, very good.
I'll be in Norman on Friday. So I'll boots on the ground for Oklahoma, Nebraska, 50th anniversary of the greatest game.
Is Oklahoma's athletic director still bitching and moaning about the start time?
I saw him last night. I saw him at an event last night. I shook his hand quick, said hello. I said, hey, we'll talk in Norman.
Yeah. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
We are.
Some thoughts. Yeah, we are.
Hey, check out FS1. I'm about to go back on.
Are you really?
Yeah. Why not?
Look at this guy.
You're off punishment, anyway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!